It's the Doctor on Triple J.
As I promised, from the Dead Weather and the White Stripes, Mr. Jack White.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.
Jack, it's Lindsay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How has Australia been so far for the Dead Weather?
Well, it's been incredible. I'm glad to finally be down here. I haven't been back in about, it's been about 5 years since I've gotten to come down. So I'm glad we're doing it right now. We're about to embark on a lot more activity, too, with the new album coming out really soon.
I know. I'm really excited. In fact, I believe Friday morning, Tom and Alex, who do our breakfast show, are getting the very first play of Die by the Drop in Australia, which we should talk about that a little bit later, but I'm very excited about that. Have you been playing new songs live?
We've been playing a lot of them live, yeah, rehearsing even more sound checks and things. We're going to just start doling them out one by one as the weeks go on, and just getting more and more comfortable with them. Some things we recorded, so intensely, we have to relearn them, from scratch. So it's been interesting. But we've been playing Die by the Drop. Blue Blood Blues is another song on the record that we've been playing a lot, and a few others.
So when the Dead Weather kind of came together, I guess not much over a year ago now, it was kind of by accident, the story, which everyone knows, there was voices lost. Alison came and sang, you invited everyone back to your place to record, and it kind of happened by accident. This time, of course, you've been together for, over a year. How is it different? How's the songwriting different?
It's become more and more intense. I think the band's really inspiring to one another. So I can't believe how fast we got back into the studio to do another record. I mean, it's two albums in less than a year, and I don't think I've ever really done that with the band. So it's obviously been really inspiring to us. It just sort of been flowing out freely. Like we've been doing this for 10 years together, so it's really interesting.
That's great. And are you still all like sharing instruments and stuff? Like you're jumping from the drums to the guitar to the piano and stuff?
We share instruments, clothes, boyfriends, everything.
Talking to Jack White from the Dead Weather, who are in the country, and we've also got an announcement of a very special club show coming up soon. But you were at South by Southwest before you came to Australia, and tell us what happened with the Third Man with Third Man Records there, because you had quite a setup.
It was wild. We did an incredible amount of business down there. Well, I didn't get to stop by, but the record store opened up there. We made something. I had an idea about making Texas-sized records, which is 7-inch 45s. They were 8 inches, and the albums we sold were 13 inches instead of 12. So just 1 inch larger, which no one, I don't think, has ever done. I don't think anyone's ever done that before. We had to find a special 13-inch press to have it shipped into Nashville to make those records.
It's so good because, we're living in a world where, for a lot of people, records are foreign objects. And so, in a time where record presses are maybe harder to find, you've gone and added an extra inch to the size of records. Are there record players that can actually play 13-inch records? Are they big enough?
Yeah, it should be fine on most record players. It's incredible. I mean, they were selling like hotcakes. I mean, people really want a tangible form of the music. They want to be able to hold it in their hands. And I think digital is becoming more and more apparent to people how unromantic it can be. I think we need digital for its portability at times for iPods and things. But to really own a record, like really seeing a film, you have to see it in the theater. And to really own an album, you really have to have the vinyl. And there's just no question about that. True music lovers are going to be attracted to it forever.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely no doubt about it. And just, the physically going into a shop, whether it's at South by Southwest or in Australia, and buying a record, it's so much better than sitting at home hunched over your computer late at night clicking buttons.
Exactly. I feel exactly that.
It's and we're talking to Jack White. Also, you now from what you had erected on top of the Third Man record shop, and also from coffee and cigarettes, it would be suggested that you're quite a fan of Nikola Tesla, one of the guys who kind of invented electricity.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Yeah, we put a Tesla coil on top of the record shop in Texas, which was great. It was a lot of great things going on down there. And, but Tesla, he's brilliant. He still isn't getting the credit he deserved, and he's been robbed of his credit for inventing radio, which was awarded to him posthumously, and also invented the AC alternating current electric motor, which, without that, the progress in history would have been completely different. So it's funny how long it's taking for Tesla to still get credit for a lot of these things. I mean, inventing radio, he should be a household word.
Damn right. And it's like people sort of use him more with, you know, kind of crazy, wacky out there theories than with the actual stuff that's in every house. You know, like people think, oh, Tesla
exactly,
is one of those,
yeah,
like sort of weirdo pseudoscience kind of things. But, you know, without Tesla, we wouldn't have a lot of things. Didn't he also invent, like, wireless kind of setups and stuff?
That's right. Remote control devices using radio waves, fluorescent lighting. He invented the AC electric motor as well, and a lot of devices that still haven't been discovered yet. There's a lot of paperwork. I visited his museum in Serbia, and there's a plethora of paperwork that they haven't even gotten to yet that they have in storage. They were telling me about that people have to sit down and really engross themselves and decipher. But hopefully one day someone can do that.
Yeah, it's amazing to think of all the stuff that we don't even know about yet that he may have had something to do with. There we go. I cut like a buffalo. A tender duet between yourself and Allison?
Yeah, always, always. There's a few duets on the new record. I think we just couldn't help ourselves. I mean, I think each of us like to sing backup for the other, and some of them turn into full-fledged duets, and some of them are just sort of, you know, singing together, whatever you call that. I don't even know if it's really a duet, but it's... on this album, it's just so electric. There's so much rock and roll on this record. It's just bursting out of the seams. I can't wait for people to hear the album. People who have, I mean, are just raving about it. And, you know, play that again. Play that song again. Sometimes we'll be in the car and play a song and someone will ask us to play it three times. I mean, they can't be lying. They can't be lying that much. I can see them lying once, but three times in a row is hard to believe.
It's great.
But I can't wait for people to see it.
It's great to hear someone, like, you know, you've made so many albums and still so excited about, you know, what you're working on right now.
Yeah, I really can't help myself. I mean, sometimes people say, oh, maybe you're doing too much. And, you know, I say, I really don't care. I mean, I will pick this over sitting around for 3 years doing nothing like some people could let themselves get to, you know, and I just can't do that. I don't have enough time to get to the things. I'm still catching up from ideas I had 2-3 years ago, and I just need more time, really. I'm not going to sit and rest on my laurels. There's no point. I won't get anywhere as an artist. I need to push myself to get someplace new. And if that means putting 3 albums or so out that aren't getting there for some people, that's fine with me. I'm still aiming towards a new direction, and once in a while you have a home run. You know, it doesn't matter how many times you have a double or a single. I mean, maybe I should talk in cricket terms since we're down here now, but I don't know.
You can talk in any terms that you like. I guess you look back because you just re-released some older White Stripes stuff. Do you still listen to old stuff that you've done and get the same electricity from it?
Well, we just had come out this week. That White Stripes film and the live album was our first live album ever. I've spent more time working on this White Stripes project than anything else I've ever done. Like over 2 years mixing and picking tracks and going through the film and putting together the box set. We just released our first box set along with the movie. And it's been an incredible amount of work. It almost doesn't seem like that much work to people. It's sort of like, okay, a live album and a documentary, big deal. But it's been an incredible amount of time. So... it's crazy. I've spent more time on the White Stripes than I have on anything else I've done in the last 2 years. It's wild.
And you've also put out your second Dead Weather album. So there seems to be a lot of action happening in the Jack White camp. That's great.
Yeah, especially a lot of 7-inches coming out last year and this year, too. A lot of 7-inch singles I've been producing, and those I think I'm getting the most inspiration from.
Yeah, tell us about the one I saw, John Wayne's, the re-release of John Wayne, Texas Funeral.
Oh, yeah, we released that... That's our first re-release on Third Man Records. It's a record from the 1980s that I thought was incredibly brilliant, and no one had been putting it out. It was out of print, and we luckily got a hold of the band. They're very mysterious guys. We searched everywhere to try to get a hold of them, and we got permission to re-release the album. And the great thing was we had it in time for our pop-up store in Texas, so it was incredibly appropriate. It's a brilliant record. People should really check it out. We have it for sale on iTunes, too, if you can't get to the mail order for the vinyl, but you can at least hear it on iTunes as well. It's an incredible record.
It seems that, like, as amazingly ensconced you are in all of the stuff you're doing, you've still got so much time to get outside and discover new things. I'm interested, when you were growing up, what was, like, the front man that most captured your eye, you know, the sort of person that, if you would admit it, you would sort of imitate in the mirror?
Oh, my goodness. I probably would say Bob Dylan, or then it became sort of Iggy Pop, and then Dexter Romweber, and then 15 other people. I mean, I could never say just one person, but it was constantly changing. I know I have recordings of myself when I was 3 or 4 years old singing Johnny Cash songs, too, so that might have been the first.
That's great. And how do the recordings sound?
They're okay for a little guy.
It's like the little guy.
They will release him. We'll release them someday, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like in, was it that It Might Get Loud film where you're actually talking to a young Jack White and sort of giving your younger self an education. That was a pretty cool part of that movie.
Yeah, you don't get to do that much time travel in real life, so it was nice to be able to do that and really talk to myself and give myself some advice.
Lindsay McDougall is the doctor, not a doctor. On Triple J.
On the phone, on your Australian tour, we have Jack White from The Dead Weather, the shows that are happening. We have the ACT happening on Thursday at the Uni Bar, and then Friday, the Enmore Theatre in New South Wales, and then over to Western Australia on Monday for the show at Metro City Northbridge. But there is another show. You guys are doing a club show on the Saturday night.
That's right, yeah.
It's
I can't wait to do this. The smaller shows are where it's most explosive. I love them the most, and we've just been exploding and burning our equipment, you know, everywhere we're going right now. I just can't. There's too much energy. I want to start playing two shows a day with this band, and hopefully we can get there soon. But I'm just glad that we're down here, finally able to really do this real rock and roll down under now. I really love it.
Yeah, well, it's happening at the Oxford Arts Factory in Sydney on Saturday, the 27th of March. I guess the tickets are going to go pretty crazy because that's not a big club. It's gonna be quite an intimate event.
Yeah, well, thanks for telling people about it. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for coming down. Now, Jack White, we have to let you go, but on Friday morning, we're going to be hearing Die by the Drop for the very first time. Now, what can you tell us about this? I had to listen. There's a live version on YouTube, and I got no idea if it's representative, but there's like some piano and sort of stuff happening at the start of the song. Tell us about Die by the Drop.
It was a strange track. We recorded it very fast between tours. That we had a minute version of it. We had just recorded and written off the cuff, and we thought it was really incredible, but a very dark song that would be very deep cut on the album. When we came back to record a few weeks later, we played along with the demo on a different tape recorder. We played it on a different tape machine. We played along with ourselves and expanded it into a sort of a three-minute song, and it became a duet between me and Allison, and now it's worked its way all the way up to being the single, and we have a video directed by Floria Sigismunde, who just did the Runaways movie, and it's a really interesting clip. And we filmed the video at the Third Man Records headquarters. We have a photo studio there at the record label office, and it just shows everything that's happening all in one place. How much activity can come out, the artwork for the 7-inch, the recording, and the video, and the photography. All of that is happening in one spot. We even have a dark room there at the record label too, where you can develop photographs, which Floria almost wanted to do but didn't have time to stay. So it's all. I'm glad people are going to see this really, really soon. We just filmed this a couple weeks ago, so I'm glad people are going to start seeing this.
That's great. So you have a dark room in Third Man Records. I think we spoke to Allison about this when she was here. And do you have a vinyl plant as well there?
Yeah, we use United Pressing, which is about three blocks away, and they've been there for 50, 60 years pressing records in America, and they're one of the biggest record pressing plants in the world. So we have a strong marriage with them. One day we hope to have a single press in our label for our record. We have a record store in the record label office. We hope to have a single press where we can do in-house presses of rare things right there in the store one day. So we're working our way towards that, maybe in a year or two.
It's great. Like if the whole world kind of broke down, if you happened to be somewhere near Third Man Records, you could get your photos developed, you could get your vinyl pressed, you know, within a few blocks of each other, you pretty much got the entire, like all you need for, for rock and roll.
I hope so. I hope it gets more and more like that. We're finding more and more ways to do it. The vinyl for this Dead Weather album is going to have a really interesting technique. It's never been used on vinyl before. I can't tell you about it yet, but for the album Sea of Cowards, it's going to have something really interesting on it.
Yeah, right. I can't, like, what, visually or audio-wise?
I can't tell you. I'd have to hang up the phone.
I'm going to have to guess. I'm just guessing that it's like a pop-up book, and suddenly you've got Jack, Dean, and Allison popping up on the record. It's all like sort of hologram.
No.
Oh, well, I try.
No, not that. Even better than that.
even better than a pop-up book record. I don't believe that. Oh, Jack White, thank you very much for having a chat to us today, and thanks for the Dead Weather coming to Australia, and I guess we'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right, man. Take care. Thank you. It's the Doctor, Triple J.